Hey, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky B, and we have, Sarah.
Oh, hey. That was beautiful.
I was going to say, I thought it was bad because my throat's all messed up because we were eating a lot of citrus here in a sec. We'll explain.
That was great, though.
Well, thank you.
If you want to touch base with us, we have a Facebook at The Broad-Cast, a Twitter and Instagram at The Broadcast 999. You can call or text at 253-778-6029 and leave fabulous voicemails. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Earlier, we did the show after the show, like we do every Wednesdays before the podcast on the KISW Facebook and Instagram pages.
Yeah.
And we tried the Miracle Berry today. I made you guys try the berry tablets.
And what is that for people who don't know?
So it is this berry, and you can either eat it in berry form, or they have the little concentrated tablets, and you chew it, and you whoosh it around your mouth, and then it makes everything sour taste sweet.
Mm-hmm. So we had, like, Sour Patch Kids, we had lemon juice, mm-hmm. we had limes.
And fruit.
Yes.
And it was an experience.
It was interesting.
But I'm still kind of like, I have all the lime juice and the lemon juice.
All up in your throat.
Yeah, I could feel the citrus just like irritated it a little.
It did kind of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I ate a lime like it was nothing.
It tasted like candy. It
tasted yummy, yeah. Mine worn off really fast though. Yeah. After like 5 minutes.
Maybe you have a special mouth.
Well, that's what the guys say. Why do you think I have a boyfriend? Come on now. It's not because of my personality. Just kidding.
Can it be both?
Yeah. That's what I like to tell myself.
But like Sarah said, you can definitely give us a call on voicemail or text message. And we actually got a few. Like, I like that we're getting these.
Yeah, me too.
More frequently. It's
Yay.
All exciting.
Thanks, guys.
So let's hear the first one.
Hey, girls. It's Kylie. Hey, I just want to tell you girls you're doing an excellent job. And I'll have some future questions, but not right now. I just want to let you know you guys are doing a great job. So, Sarah.
Yes.
Keep it going.
Will do.
Y'all keep it going. Later.
Bye. I always keep it going.
Well, thank you, Tylee.
Tylee?
Yes.
I was wondering if it's a Kylie or Tylee.
Tylee. Well, according to the transcription that I get on the little Google Voice, it says Tylee.
Tylee. What an awesome name.
Right? Well, thank you so much for all the compliments and for listening.
Yes.
And yes, please, if anybody has any questions for us, whether it's like would you rathers or just advice on anything, we
or
can give
questions
you,
for ourselves, like yes. if you're wondering, you know,
anything about us personally,
our daily routines or something, you know,
we're not full-on professionals,
no,
but we will answer your questions like we are
open books though.
Yeah, we will tell you pretty much everything.
Yes.
All right, next one.
Hey Vicky, Sarah. Hey, you were talking about, well, your podcast.
This is Tylee.
Podcast. And Vicky, you were talking about you being goth and everything, and back in the mid-80s, I was goth. Well, first I became goth, then I became punk, and then I became metal.
Damn.
And then thrash metal. Now, I used to listen to the Cure, Echo and the Bunnymen, Susie and the Banshees, that was my goth scene back then. And I kind of dressed the part. I kind of looked like Ducky. People called me Ducky in high school. And I just wanted to just touch base with you on that, about the whole goth thing. Because you guys were looking at some sites about goth dating and stuff like that. So, it's not really a question, just really saying, hey. So, all right. Hasta la vista. Talk to you later. Bye.
sorry. It's funny as hell for me because I'm reading the transcription as this is going, and it's funny because it doesn't recognize goth all the time. So on one occasion, it's when he said gothing, it said gossiping, and then another one, it thought goth was golf. Oh, it's just funny. I'm reading the transcription.
Hopefully your name is really Tylee then, because who knows what Google translates.
And instead of hasta la vista, it says, I love you, son.
Ah.
That's what it translated it to. So that's why
it's, I don't know Spanish.
Really funny.
Did you listen to The Cure and all that?
No. So there is one Cure song I really like, and I was actually talking to The Rev about this. So my favorite movie is The Crow, the original Crow with Brandon Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a Cure song like in that soundtrack and in the movie that is just fantastic. And it's a pivotal point like of his transition. And it's such a like impactful song, at least for me, because you're like, oh, my God, it gives me goosebumps when I see that scene.
Yeah.
And so knowing that, I'm like, I want to listen to more of The Cure if this is what it sounds like. And I went ahead and I downloaded a bunch of The Cure, like all of their stuff.
Thinking it was going to be all like that.
Nope. Did not like them. It was not.
Ew.
It was like, I think Rev said it best. It was like happy goth music. And I'm like, no, I wanted goth
yeah,
music.
Yeah, the real goth. None of this happy crap.
Yeah, see, that was very much if you were a goth kid in the mid 80s, that's definitely what you were probably listening to.
Yeah.
Definitely, probably. But he did, he sent us that first one at 6:31 and then he sent us the next one at 6:55. So he had some time to think about what he wanted to say. And he called us back. So we appreciate that, Tylee.
Nice.
If that is your name and Google
Hopefully
Translate didn't mess it up.
You sounded a little high, too. Maybe you were a little high.
Trying to look at the next one. And this one is actually looking for help.
Oh.
So listen here.
Hi, I am trying to find my dog, and I was hoping that you guys could run my story on air. My name is Kimberly Thomas. I have a $100 reward for my dog that my boyfriend, supposed boyfriend, got rid of when I was in jail. I got out 2 days ago, and I've been looking for my dog ever since. I have a $100 reward for him. You can give me a call back at 360-520-4080-60. That again is 360-520-4060. Thank you. Bye.
So Kimberly, where do you think your dog is and what kind of dog is it?
Yeah, what does it look like? Is it big, small, what kind, color,
I will
name?
Try to send a text and see if she responds later so we can get more information. But if you happen to know a Kimberly Thomas or her ex or her boyfriend or whatever, you know any of the situation, give her
a
call.
Yeah, and where exactly does she live? You know? Like,
exactly. So we will get more information. It just sounds like she was very
frantic,
anxious,
and didn't know what to do. Yeah, that's scary, dude. I couldn't imagine losing an animal. We used to have a dog. She, like, anytime she would run away or like slip out of her leash or something, mm-hmm. I would freak out. So I could not imagine actually not knowing.
Right. Not what, like, especially if somebody else was supposed to be taking care of it.
Yeah. And they just vanish.
Just like, yay, thanks. This is not heartbreaking at all.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, yeah, Kimberly, give us more info.
I'll definitely try to reach out and get more info for everyone. But if you kind of know anybody in this situation, like if you know anybody, Kimberly or whatever, feel free to give her a call.
Yeah.
Moving on to text messages, we got one from our buddy James.
James!
And he says, hey, girls, I have a girl problem. Recently, my wife and I allowed a 19-year-old girl from our church rent a room for a while since we had a spare. Now I don't care what she does with her life, and I'm not her dad, and I'm not going to parent her, but I still have some rules if she's going to live with us.
Mm-hmm.
But every Saturday, she has been bringing over her boyfriend, having very loud sex in her room. And today I was woken up at 7 a.m. Note, I get off work at 2:30 a.m. and don't get to fall asleep till 3:30 a.m. By her having sex with a dude that wasn't her boyfriend. So here's my problem. How do I tell her to stop having sex in my house where my kids can hear her? And should I tell her boyfriend that she is cheating on him?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So many layers.
This is so many layers.
All right. So not only is she having very loud sex in a mm-hmm. shared house, there's also kids in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's cheating on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, okay, first off, are you buddies with the boyfriend? Are you, like, because that's like, if he was a good friend, if the boyfriend was a good friend of yours or whatever, then that might be something you would want to tell your friend. But at the same time,
I doubt they're really good friends if she's only 19 and like just met at the church and stuff.
Right. Also, do you have a lease with her? Like, did you, are you just like, is it a month to month basis?
I feel like that's really nice that you let her rent a room from you guys, but at the same time, it's still your house.
Yes.
And I totally understand if you have to lay down ground rules. I mean, yeah, she is an adult, but that's, it's still your
house.
Yeah. It's your roof that she's living under.
A lot of apartments have quiet time at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with saying, look, we have quiet time. If there's any noise going on at this time, we're going to have problems. And if you cannot follow those rules, then we're going to have to find a different arrangement for you. Or you're going to have to find a different arrangement for yourself.
Yo, like, we have kids in the house. Like, you cannot be that loud when you're...
Yes.
And I know it's going to be an awkward conversation and probably really embarrassing for her, but that's, like, still not okay, even if it was... Not during quiet hours or whatever.
Plus, we don't know if, like, they broke up. Sometimes it's, like, the whole, like, we are broken up, Ross and Rachel BS, and she just hooks up with someone else. So technically, it's not cheating, but it's that weird moral line. So you don't really want to get involved in that drama because you're already kind of involved in that situation of her living in your house and making it an uncomfortable situation. So do you really want to add more to it?
I feel like if you feel uncomfortable with it, though, because I want to know all about it. Like, if... Like, if I had a roommate and my roommate was dating someone and then brought someone else, like, I would ask the roommate, like, what the hell's going on? Because it's going to be hard.
If you're bringing strange people into the house.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard for you to look at this guy, if he's still with her, come over and be okay. And I feel like you're going to know something, like, it's going to be weighing on you.
Yeah.
Like, wow, like, he thinks this is a good relationship, and yet she's bringing back random dudes. So I think you should have a conversation with the girl and be like, are you guys still together? Are you guys not? Because
I don't feel comfortable with you bringing strange men into the house where my children are.
Yeah. And I don't
feel like that's a very reasonable thing.
And like, I don't feel comfortable with you. That's just weird for me. Like, that would be a terrible situation.
Yeah. Like, I mean, have your loud sex when no one's home.
Yeah. And don't cheat on your boyfriend.
Right.
Like, that's like, I don't bring over this guy and say he's your boyfriend and just bring over one guy and I'm going to meet him and get to know him and this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden just start over to bring other
men.
What
if he doesn't meet him? Like, he's not like meeting him. It's just in passing. Hey.
But it's like, this is my boyfriend. Like, and if they're still together and she's going behind his back and like this guy, everyone's seeing it. Like, for me, it would be hard not to say something. That's why I feel like you shouldn't say something to the boyfriend necessarily, but you should ask her about it and be like, are you guys still together? What's going on? Because if you guys are still together, do not bring anyone else over, because I, like, my heart would go out to that dude, you know?
See, for me, like, I'm kind of, I have that moral, like, in the sense of, this is your life. You figure it out. You might have an arrangement. It is honestly not my business, unless you want, if you bring me into this. But what is my business is that you're bringing strange people, whether you're with your boyfriend or not. Don't bring strange people into my house.
But what if they're not strange? What if they're like her friends that she's now like bringing over?
But I don't know them. If you're bringing somebody I don't know into my house at like weird hours of the night where my children are sleeping, I'm going to have a problem with that.
But if she says like, oh, they're my friends, you know, like, oh, this is, like, you know, my thing
I
is
mean,
like,
anybody could say that
if
about
you
anything.
Knew that I was getting cheated on, but I was dating one of your friends or something, but you didn't tell me that he was cheating on me and I found out that he was cheating on me and you knew, I would be really upset, like at you. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, how could you not tell me this kind of thing?
Yeah, it's that weird ground because sometimes you might have somebody get really butthurt. They're like, no, she's the love of my life. She would never cheat on me. And then you're just causing, you're in the mess. So that's why I feel like it depends on what the relationship. I'm curious. I'm more or less, I would like to know more what your relationship is with the boyfriend. Like, is he another guy that goes to church?
I would never think, like, if my friend told me that my boyfriend was cheating him, I would never turn around and blame my friend and say,
no,
that's not true. Because they're my friends.
Yeah, but this is somebody, let's say that somebody you don't really know, you know him in passing, comes up and says this. It's like, well, I trust my boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. And you're telling me this. Like, some people do that. They get really butthurt because they are in denial. They don't want to believe that the world that they created. So I think it depends on, again, does he know, like, is it one of those, like, you kind of just like, hey, I know your name and that's it.
But if it's like, I'm living with you, you know, like I live with my father, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if my dad saw me bring another man home when George was out of town or something, my boyfriend
assuming
was out
your
of
dad
town,
wasn't your dad.
Yeah. Like, I mean, or even if he was my dad, you know, like, what is he going to tell George? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
would he tell George? I'm curious. Like, I mean, because I think he likes
should.
Him.
He should. I expect him to. My dad is very, unless he would, I mean, first of all, he would chew my ass out,
right?
That's for sure. And then he would probably say the whole like, okay, well, you need to tell him or I'm gonna tell him, you know, like, he lives under this roof,
yeah,
kind of thing. So
I would like to know more information, but that is.
I think you should talk to her for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
About all of it.
I think setting quiet time in the house, especially with children, is a very smart thing and a very reasonable thing to do.
You could always write a note, too, on the door.
Please. And if it's going to be too much. If it's going to be too much hassle, then tell her to find somewhere else to stay, especially if you don't have like a year lease.
Yeah. And who is she's a random chick from
church. Like, OK, like you were probably trying to do something nice for her. But
and I'm surprised your wife hasn't like if your wife's the one that like agreed to like let her in here. Yeah. And then she's like.
And I'm also curious, like, are you both kind of know her or is your wife friends with her? Because sometimes, you know, people can be friends with younger kids. You know,
and like, your wife can obviously hear the sex and probably isn't.
I am. Yeah. I wonder, what is she saying about this?
Yeah,
what is she saying about this? So I would like more information, but hopefully with what the advice that we gave you can help as well. We do have one more text message from our buddy Eric with the silent H.
Oh, yes.
Said, listening to the latest episode, and you guys asked about what your significant other wears that you think is silly.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sarah was talking about her boyfriend's Birkenstocks.
Oh, I want to light them on fire.
He says, I live in Cincinnati now since my fiance grew up here and which high school you went to was a big deal here. Like people go to bars to watch high school football on TV, like the big TVs. And it makes no sense to me. And my fiance still has like 5 or 6 hoodies, sweatpants and T-shirts from high school. Now, I understand comfy hoodies you've had forever, but she wears them to also show which school she went to. We're both a few years older than you, Vicky, so high school was close to 15 years ago. I usually just give her a look when she puts one on, and I know she's not going to stop. Is it just weird to me, you know, since high school is not that big a deal in Washington, most people I know hated it, and that's all. Like, so it kind of bugs him that she's still wearing her high school stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I get it.
Like, I think if it's the whole community thing, then okay, that makes sense. But if she has like this old stuff she's had for like 15 years, go buy her some new ones.
I think it's weird even when people are still so into their colleges and they say like they're an alumni and like they have like still sweatshirts from them. And even if they're 5, 10 years out of college, I still think it's weird. I'm like, okay, we get it. You were there. You were in the sorority. Like, good for you.
I mean, if you spent that kind of money, it's like you want something to get out of it, you know?
But
right?
It's weird how much they like brag about it and how they're like, I've always thought that was strange. I was like, okay, that's awesome. You went to college. Like, okay, now you're like 5, 6, 10 years out of college. Like, don't, like, what about like your job or what about like
oh, you used to work at Burger King? I'm McDonald's crew. McDonald's for life.
Yeah, it's weird. It's always been so weird to me.
Some people really get that sense of community that comes with it, especially like one of my best friends. She's a Coug, and I've actually gotten down to party with Cougs before when she was going to college.
Did you die?
Almost. Yeah, they know how to freaking party. It was like from morning to morning.
Yeah.
And like people like get real butthurt. Like I remember for work I had to wear like a college shirt, like either Huskies or Cougs. I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna go buy one. Because I don't go for either team because I didn't go to either school and I have friends who are Huskies and I have friends who are Cougs. So my friend gave me a Coug shirt and I wore that and everyone gave me crap. I'm like, what?
You're like, I don't care. It's weird too because I have people who, like my brother, for instance, didn't go to either school but is a huge Huskies fan. Like every Saturday up at 7, tailgating by 7:30. Like, and I'm like, you didn't even go there. And I'm like, if you did go there, it would have been like 8 years ago.
Right.
Like, what? Why are these grown ass adults still totally in the college?
I think we're gonna have to bring in somebody. I feel like we know some people here that might be able to shed some light
on why it's still like such a thing.
Why it's a thing. So maybe for a future episode.
See, I get like the only thing I understand is Major League and like the NFL. I get it. It's your state, Washington Seahawks. I understand. Mm-hmm. You move there, you become a fan because you live there. That could be your, and then if you move away, you're maybe still a fan where you grew up, or you just become a fan wherever you live now. Mm-hmm. But not like
I'd still be a Seahawks fan,
but not like this high school, and then you graduate, and then like you didn't even play on the, you didn't even, right. I don't know, I've never gotten it. So that's
what
really
would you
weird
think if somebody was like a all-star player like on the football team and they went to the championships or whatever they have.
That's cool. Then that's your 4 years. Right. And then
I have my brother, for some reason, he got us all, because my parents get real excited that my brother, when he was going to college, so he would buy them, and they would buy, like, you know, the Western Mom University, you know, stuff like that.
Western graduate or
like,
something.
Well, he'd buy them for my parents and stuff, and so they would wear it proudly, because my brother gave it to them.
Yeah.
And so my brother got me a couple shirts, but I'm like, I don't.
Who cares?
I wore them for the gym a few times, but the one I do love, and they're my favorite sweatpants. And he got me a pair that said, like, you know, Vikings and stuff on it from his school.
Oh, yeah.
But they're so comfy.
Yeah.
But I got.
And that's why maybe she has her high school.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really comfy. And
I'm guessing she probably goes to the bars out to watch the high school games in these outfits.
It's so weird. I mean, some people peaked in high school. Like, that was, like, their best years. You know, like, you watch all the movies, and, like, if you're the popular kids, and, like, that was, like, your rising moment and star. So if you loved high school and that was, like, your jam, and, like,
I'm also curious to see how small these towns are. Sometimes when you have a small town, there's not a whole lot to do. So you just go to the games, and that's what you cheer on, and that's what you just go.
Yeah, that's Friday night thing to do.
That's, like, instead of going to a club, they have football games, like, or they have the basketball games, and it's more of a communal feeling. So I'm wondering if it's a small town, if it's
a thing. It's just weird to think, like,
because, yeah, we don't care about that here.
They would still go to all. But, I mean, I get people do in that college around here,
right.
I guess.
No, they, I mean, I'll really jokingly school, say, but I'm like, yeah, go Vikings, because that was my high school, but only because Chris Pratt went to my high school. That's why I'm proud of it.
See, I don't even know the high school football team's name. Like, I didn't care at all.
Well, it was your mascot, your high school mascot.
It's a snail.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because we were the Lake Stevens really Vikings, sad. And so we were the Vikings.
Yes. Yeah, I don't get that. I don't know.
But, like, if you guys, if you're on either side of that, what do you guys think?
I wonder also, too, if you have a feeling at all of being, like, left out, you know? Because, what was his name? James. James.
Eric.
James. Eric, damn it. Eric
James
with an H, if, like, you feel like you're left out at all. Because, like, I mean, my boyfriend, like, grew up all in Queen Anne. And, like, anyone we meet from Queen Anne or all of his buddies are from Queen Anne, like, it's a thing. And they're like, Queen Anne, like, I went to this school. Oh my gosh, do you know this person? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like a gathering. And I'm just
a community.
There, yeah. And I'm just like, wow, I've never experienced this before. Like, I'm not from Queen Anne, but I'm the 15-minute drive away. But, like, that still made all the difference. You know what I mean? So I just stand there and I can't contribute. I don't know who the hell you're talking about. I didn't go to any of these schools. Like, so I wonder if he has, like, a sense of that, even especially in a whole community. And, like, he didn't even grow up there. If he's like, well, I'm just going to sit here with my regular sweatshirt because I didn't go to any of these high schools and I buy clothes.
But I mean, if I'm thinking recently, they're like worn out and
tattered. I have so many. I wear clothes from 10 years ago.
I mean, if they're still good, like, I have my high school graduation sweater they gave us and it has all our names on the back, but I don't wear it.
I have that too, and everyone like autographed the back of it too.
Oh, I didn't autograph it.
It's so trashy.
Like, everyone had the same hoodie, and everyone wore it the same day. And I put little beads on mine so I can tell which one was mine, and then I highlighted my name.
I hope she wears something like that.
That makes it look like you really peaked.
Yeah, back then.
Yeah.
And, like, that's weird.
I don't. Yeah.
That's a little too much. If it just says, like, the school's name and it still, like, looks like it can, it's, like, in good condition.
Like, I have a hoodie and I still have it, but I don't wear it. It's, like, kind of stashed away. And it's a black hoodie that I cut out the to make little thumb holes in it.
Rebel.
So it's all raggedy. But it's black and it's a zip up and it says Lake across the chest. But it's, like, just purple and gold, Lake.
Yeah.
That's all it says. But it's not soft anymore, so I don't wear it.
You just have it for
I just have it because it was, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of money, I think, back in the day, and it was money.
Yeah, probably.
I'm like, I'm not getting rid of that. But moving on, if you guys have any questions or if you want to contribute to any of the conversations that we just had.
If you're really into your college and or right. high school teams.
Yeah, if you want to comment
on somebody
else. Yeah.
Because, like, obviously Vicky and I were not cheerleaders.
Well, here's,
we're not dating someone on the football team.
Sarah and I didn't go to colleges, technically.
Yeah.
We went to community colleges and then I went to community colleges and then you went to a
performing arts one. So they
briefly
didn't have football.
Yeah.
Or any of that.
But, like, I was the goth kid. Like, I didn't really do... Like,
I went
to one football game in high school and we were all, like, not watching the football game. We were just hanging out.
Oh, yeah. You just hang out and you get pizza.
Yeah. Like, we were just there and we had a communal soda because we were all broke.
And it was really effing cold, too.
Yeah. It was just us hanging in a group, like, being a rebelly and goth kitty. And, like, it was
too cool for football, but you're still there to be.
Because it's an excuse to get out of the house on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We're going to a football game. And that was the only time.
Yeah.
Let's see. So it is Halloween time.
Oh, you guys, happy October.
I call it the third day of happy third day of Halloween.
Because today's October 3rd.
Yeah, my friend posted that on the first day of October. She's like, happy first day of Halloween. I was like, I'm stealing that.
And the weather has set. It is nice and gray. And yesterday was like rainy.
It was foggy this morning. Yeah. Oh, it was so awesome.
Love it.
But I am curious, Sarah. What are your Halloween plans?
My Halloween plans. So Halloween's what, on a Wednesday?
Yes.
So honestly, probably a whole lot of nothing on that Wednesday.
You guys don't get a lot of kids by your
We don't. We live in a cul-de-sac. So, well, if we get two, we're lucky.
Yeah.
So we get a whole thing of candy, like hoping and waiting and, you know, doorbell, is it going to ring? Is it going to ring? And then last year, I don't think it rang once, which was kind of depressing. But my friend is having an October 13th party.
Oh, that's
last
cool.
year it was Friday the 13th, so it made sense. So now it's on a Saturday, which I get that's a party day, but I don't really know why she's having it that, like, why
because
isn't she having
I feel
it
like a lot of people
closer?
Are going out to the clubs and stuff on like the 20th. Everyone usually has plans, so I think that makes a little sense.
Yeah, it's just, it was weird. So I'm gonna go to that, and then I'm really trying to win a costume contest with my boyfriend. Really gonna win this year.
You're
trying
gnomes.
Yes, and we're going to be little gnomes. I'm going to be Miss Gnome. He's going to be Mr. Gnome. And then we're going to have a little baby gnome because little things are so cute. We don't have any of our costume yet. I'm kind of freaking out about it because it's in like less than 2 weeks, this costume contest thing. So hopefully this weekend we'll get it together. I'm so not arts and crafty like you are, Vicky. So I'm a little worried. We'll see how my boyfriend does. He said he'll... he'll make us hats and stuff, but I don't know how much I trust that. So we'll see. And then
paper mache hats.
Yeah, the big cone ones, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then just put a bunch of like white stuff on my face.
Yeah, just do like the really almost like a doll kind of thing with like the little cheeks and stuff.
Yeah.
Or just do really rosy cheeks.
And be all cute and gnome-like. But, and then Danny, one of the guys on the main show, is having a pumpkin carving contest. And he had one last year, and it was so much fun. I did not win. I don't remember who won. But, so I'm going to go to that, too. And then I want to do all, like, the pumpkin, like, the fields and the spooky
I haven't done any of that in, like, a long time. I want to carve some pumpkins. I want to, or paint some pumpkins.
Yeah.
I want to go to a haunted house. I want to, maybe I'll ask the dude that I was hanging out with, see if he wants to go.
Oh, you mean the dude, the date dude?
Yeah.
How have you guys hung out since?
No.
No?
Forget.
Why not?
I'm not really sure. Like,
on you, on him, on both?
Yeah.
Just
both
like
busy, and it's like, I think it's more of the friend thing.
Oh.
But I'm like, well, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll see.
A haunted house or like a scary movie or like a scary like corn
I don't like
maze.
Scary movies, but I love corn mazes and all that. But I want to go, pick some pumpkins.
Yeah, that's a perfect date.
Make some, cook up some pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
Drink some cider or in Sarah's case, a hot toddy.
Hot toddy. Give me some whiskey. But yeah, that'd be cute to just ask if you wanted to go.
I think that'd be a perfect like Friday activity.
Oh, yeah.
And it sucks because like I found out yesterday, because I was having a bad day yesterday. Long story. Won't get into it right now. But I also found out that the show I'm going to see, the comedian show on Friday of next week, Eliza.
Oh, yeah.
It got pushed back to January.
Uh-huh.
So that was another level of like what my day was bad
really?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. It just says had to be rescheduled.
Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah.
Well, at least you have something to look forward to in 2019.
Right. But also, I figure Friday, I'm like, that might be a good day. Go do some pumpkins, do all kinds of things.
Text him now. Text him now. Does he have Fridays off?
No, but I figure after work kind of a thing.
Yeah, if traffic isn't terrible.
We'll figure it. Depends on where we go. Anyways, if not... maybe I'll go find somebody, it's cuffing season, we learned about last year.
Oh, yes.
Sarah's already got her cuff buddy.
I got my cuff buddy. Yeah. I got my cuff buddy for a minute. We've been together for a second. But yeah, so we went to Maris Farms.
Uh-huh.
And that was so much fun. They have so much to do there. Like there's pig races and there's obviously pumpkins and there's
I just remember one of the
big
first
slide
time we hung like, out, Sarah, outside of like.
Was that Maris Farms?
No, we went to the Snohomish one. We did Day of the Dead makeup and like zombie makeup, and we wore prom dresses that we got at Goodwill.
Yeah.
And we went through the maze, and Sarah was all scared.
I was terrified.
Because Sarah doesn't run. It's not like fight or flight. She just kind of curls up into a ball.
I curl up in a ball and just start screaming. I don't run away from things because I'm not that fast or good of a runner, and I know that. So I'm like, there's no way they're not going to be able to catch me. So I'm just going to crouch here.
And so then you have to go back, run, like, and drag her out of there. But then we also went to a haunted house, I think, in Linwood.
Oh, yes.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun. I love that kind of stuff.
Like, I want to go do that. I think it'd be fun I want to be like, I want to be an extra. Like, if anybody knows, I would love to be an extra for like a night. One night. That's
just
all
one
I want.
Night, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to actually commit to the whole thing.
I know. God, I don't know how they don't like lose their voices. Even with screaming properly and stuff.
I was going to say, I have a friend who would do that, and she learned how to scream properly.
Oh,
it does help. But you do end up losing your voice.
Oh, I bet.
But we, I want to do all that. And,
what are you doing?
So I'm going on, the 20th, I'm going to a pub crawl with some of my friends from Tacoma. Cause I never get to hang out with them.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to a pub crawl.
Like a Halloween pub crawl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where everyone dresses up and stuff?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
So we got our tickets. So we're gonna dress up. My friends are all amazing cosplayers. So they're going to...
Oh, so it's going to be so rad.
They're not going to do like their crazy fancy ones like for Comic Cons because that's just a lot of makeup. She's like, I want to drink beer. And if we're all drinking, I don't want to break my costume that I spent a lot of time working on.
Yeah.
So they're going to do... one of them is going to dress up as Celine from Underworld.
I don't know who that is.
It's Kate Beckinsale, really hot vampire chick.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to be very sexy.
Ooh, what are you going
to
do?
I thought it would be funny because I wanted to wear a wig. And I've been wanting to do this costume for a while. I was thinking maybe do Sia.
Oh, yeah.
For the musician Sia. I love her music. And it'd just be funny to wear that big old
wig.
Yeah,
you just have to get that wig and everyone knows who you are.
Yeah. And I'm like, I have a black dress. Just put a jacket over it. I'm good.
Be prepared for having people asking you to sing, though. Because when I was Britney, they wanted me to sing.
Yeah, but I feel like most people be like, so who are you? Because they're going to think.
Oh, everyone's going to know that wig.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3.
I just like flip everyone off.
I'm Kathleen.
Maybe you should dress up as Sia.
Should I? Okay.
Yeah. I'll let you borrow the wig for another occasion.
Thanks.
But this weekend, I'm actually going to Leavenworth. For Saturday, we're going to Oktoberfest.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I haven't been in years. We're staying at a friend's house. I'm going down with some friends. So
I've never been to Oktoberfest. Like,
it's
legit.
It's a lot of fun. It sucks because, like, my friends, she's German, so she has her German
Lutenhosen?
Outfit. Well, I think Lederhosen's what the guys wear. I think it's like Grendel, I forget how to say it.
Oh, so she's going to be, like, in the cute little getup?
Yeah.
Is she going to be freezing?
Probably. It's like snowing in the past right now, so I can't imagine how cold it is.
Oh, it's probably so cold.
So I'm kind of jealous because I don't have an outfit to wear.
Yeah, what are you going to wear to that?
But I'm also like, well, I'm going to be bundled up anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'll figure out what I can wear.
That is going to be so... It's going to be a hot effing mess.
Oh,
there.
I'm so excited. I haven't been in... How old am I? 7 years.
I don't even know how it works. Are all the bars open?
There's a lot of bars,
community?
But it's like a big beer... A garden, basically,
oh,
in the middle.
Okay.
But they all
the
stores
the
and stuff are open too, and bars are open. But you're paying to get into the beer garden.
The beer garden. And there's like bands and stuff?
Yep, they have like German bands and stuff like that. But a lot of people, because there's that funky hat store in Leavenworth,
yeah,
a lot of people just wear a funky hat.
Oh.
So I don't know if they still do, but when I went, that was a thing. You wear a weird hat.
And enjoy some Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel,
some
yes.
Wiener Schnitzel. That is going to be so fun. You don't really drink beer.
No. So I know when I went, I had wine, which was okay, but I might pre-funk because I'm cheap.
Yeah. Just get one beer and like hella milk it.
No, I might just get like a cider or two beforehand and just coast because I'm lightweight now.
Yeah, that's true. But then everyone in the beer garden is going to be like, you need a beer.
I mean, if people are buying me beers, I'll friggin' hold one and milk it, but I'm not going to buy
it. So cold. That is so cool. I've always wanted to do that
because
Germany is too far, right?
That's totally,
the Oktoberfest. Yeah. That's too far. I mean,
I would totally go.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go, but I would. I'm never going to go.
Funny enough, like right now, by the way, kind of complaining, kind of pointing it out. Everyone is either popping out babies right now. Literally, I've like within the last 3 weeks, I've had like two or three friends pop out their babies.
Dang.
On Facebook. And then this is not necessarily close friends, just Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Two people have gone engaged. And what was the other one? two people are in Germany right now for Oktoberfest.
Really?
On my friends list. I'm like, what the hell?
And you're like, what am I? I'm just working.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah, right. I'm almost too tired to look at this Facebook right now.
It's like, I don't want to.
Hey, well, you'll be in Leavenworth, and yes, then I'll be on that train of being like, oh, Vicky's in Leavenworth. Cool. It's so
cool.
Next year. Because you're staying with a friend, right?
Yeah, we're staying in Wenatchee.
Legit. Because there are no, everything's mm-mm. booked up months and months before October. Even when I booked our trip in December, because I want to go every December now, everything was booked until the last weekend. And I just had to like get it because there was only like 3 spots left. You know, that mm-hmm. stuff goes so fast. You have to book it like a year in advance pretty much. But that's really cool.
Everyone's like texting me right now, like, what are we doing? Are we doing the shuttle? Are we going to drive? Because someone pointed out, it's like, if we take the shuttle, someone's going to have to drive us to the shuttle location. So she doesn't plan on getting super drunk. So she's like, we can just figure out who's the most sober one and then wait for them to get real sober and then drive back.
Wait, oh, the girl that lives there isn't going to get super drunk?
One of them isn't. One of my friends isn't.
Oh. She's you have to drive. Well, you could always Uber to the shuttle place.
That's true, but I don't know how many Ubers are in Wenatchee. Let me ask.
Wenatchee's like a place. Like, Leavenworth isn't really a place, but Wenatchee's like a place, like a city or a town or whatever the hell it is.
I mean, I don't know. Uber to the shuttle be out of the question.
See, this is where it, like, it becomes a hot mess. Which is, I mean, it's cool
because I don't have to drive us there because I offered to drive us because we have to come back early because of me. Because I'm at my niece's birthday on Sunday.
Aw.
So I'm like, can we get back a little early so I can get home and
do it?
Get on the road to go to that party. But they wanted to drive. So I'm like, okay.
That's good. Save you gas money, girl.
And sleep. I could sleep on the ride.
Yeah.
It's not that far from where I live. It's like an hour and change.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. It's like two and a half from where I live.
Yeah. It's like maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Depending on if you drive like me or not. So, I have a lot of things going on and I'm very, very excited.
Good. That'll be fun.
But one of the things I did find, I saved this a long time ago, and it says the top 100 trending costumes for Halloween 2018. And a lot of these are very much what you think they would be.
Hmm.
They're not all one list, so I have to kind of go through them.
Should but we do like the make, top?
Make your predictions, because I don't know if it's like, it's kind of numbered. I don't know if it's like top, but like make some predictions.
I think Elsa is still going to be up there.
Elsa?
I'm trying to think what was really popular.
I'm looking at it right now. The first one on here, it's a Black Panther. That's obvious.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, I think we're going to be on the list. Harley Quinn still. Maybe Aquaman because the movie's coming out.
What was that really popular movie? Black Panther and the Avengers.
The Avengers. We'll just say Avengers characters.
Yeah.
So between like Thor and Captain America. What was also big? I think there's going to be a lot of Trumps. A lot of political ones.
Gosh. Let me just tell you guys that is the number way not to get laid if you're dressed up as. I experienced that and I was like in a, like my friend was hooking up with someone else and then it was me and someone dressed as Trump and I was just like, totally turned off.
It's like, nope.
I'm like, I don't even know if you're good looking under all that, but no. What else? I mean, probably like the nurse and this, you know, like that kind of stuff.
You know, nurse and like the
normal kitty cat. Ooh, and
we should plan out. I think we talked about this last year after the fact. We did our bingo board.
Oh, yeah. Like what you see out.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to, after looking at this list, you guys should create your own bingo boards and what you think what should be on the lists. And then we can create one for next week.
And then if you get a bank, if you get.
And you can like use, we'll just make a list and you can put, make a little bingo board, you know, and then when you're 5x5.
And you see any of those, you get a mark.
Yes. And then you can put them in different spots and when you can do bingos within your groups.
And then if you get a bingo or a blackout, then like within your group.
Like set up like, you know, prizes and stuff. Like, hey, you know, this person gets to drink all night, you know, on the rest of us or whatever.
That'd be freaking awesome.
Yeah. Depending on
what else was popular this year. This year went by so freaking fast.
Right. I feel like Christmas was still like 5 months ago.
Right, Black Panther, the Avengers. That was like the
Wonder Woman is the second one here. Venom, that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's coming out, not getting well reviewed. A Fortnite bright bomber costume. It's a video game. It's super popular.
Oh yeah,
Fortnite. That makes sense.
Wait, is this the list?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going through the list. Oh, The Nun, that horror movie that I heard wasn't that great. It's like a creepy looking nun.
Oh,
she's got that like ugly face.
Oh no.
Michael Myers. Halloween, the movie. They're doing a new one.
Wow,
it's coming out with Jamie Lee Curtis. And actually, I don't really like. scary movies, but I kind of want to see it because Jamie Lee Curtis is a badass and it's kind of cool. She's like, he's coming for me. Now I'm going to kill him. Like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Get it, girl. Get it.
Like, I was young and scared, you know, when the first movie came out. And now it's like, I got you.
Yeah. So I'm going to kill you.
Rick from Rick and Morty.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, Mavis from Hotel Transylvania. She's a little vampire girl.
Oh, I didn't see it.
My dad loves that movie. Oh. 11 from Stranger Things.
That's a good one. I'm well, that was probably last year too. Actually, yeah, someone I knew who was 11. Oh, yeah. She did a great job. She like, carried around Eggos the whole time.
Yeah, this is the pink dress with the socks and the blonde wig.
And I love it when, out the nose.
I love it when little boys, yeah, she's got the Eggos, but I love it when boys do it because they have the shaved head.
Yeah, it's perfect for them. They don't need to do much.
This is random, not expecting this one. Toucan Sam costume from Fruit Loops.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I love me some Fruit Loops.
But I mean, it's a pretty legit one. If you still wanted to do your bird costumes, it's like $50.
It is just like a suit. This
is, by the way, from bestproducts.com, his website. Ooh, the inflatable chub suit.
Chub suit?
It's just like a big It's a, what would you call it? Like the Green Man, but it's inflatable and you're just chubby all the way around, but your face is still covered. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I don't know if I could pull the screen back and forth because I keep messing up.
Good job. You caught yourself.
I did. Dora, I can't pronounce it. One of the warrior girls from Black Panther.
Okay.
A Bob Ross painting. It's literally just an easel around your face and your face is the painting.
That's funny. And that'd be funny if someone was Bob Ross.
Yes.
That would be great.
I've seen one where they got a like Green Man suit, but it was all like painted like Bob Ross's stuff with the trees, and then somebody else was Bob Ross, so they look like they're painted.
They paint. Oh, that's adorable.
South Side Serpent's Jacket, which is from the show Riverdale. So Riverdale is pretty popular, so I feel like you're going to get a lot of Archies and Jugheads.
God, I don't watch any of that show.
Edna Mode from Incredibles. The little gal with the black hair and the glasses.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
I love that.
You should do that. You could totally pull that off.
I think that'd be funny. I'm short enough.
Yeah,
it's
right?
It's a fairly easy costume. It's like, no capes. an adult inflatable unicorn costume.
Down. Love it.
A Riverdale, again, a varsity jacket. So instead of the cheerleader, too. So instead of like the bad guys with the leather jacket and the serpents.
Oh, yeah, man.
Christmas Story bunny suit.
Oh, I don't even know what that
Have you ever
like.
Seen A Christmas Story?
I don't know.
I know all about it, but I've never actually sat and watched the whole thing.
Damn.
Deadpool.
Duh. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Ooh, Baywatch costume.
Oh, hey, just the swimsuit. You would be so cold.
It's a swimsuit with shorts. I think that might be good if you lived in, like, California or something.
Yeah, right.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Woman's I Love Lucy Candy Factory costume. Do you remember that?
It's like
she's eating the chocolates. That's cute, actually. Daenerys from Game of Thrones. Jon Snow. I found your costume.
Me? What?
Oh my god. It is a box wine costume.
Oh. Yeah, that's legit.
Freaking messing up the screen. But yeah, it's basically a giant box and it's Franzia, but it's called sour grapes.
That's funny. And then you have like the little nozzle. But then I feel like something should like come out of the little nozzle.
I mean, you could always do like, you know, those, what are they called? Camel packs.
Oh, and just put lots of wine. Oh, that would be amazing. Go to my own party and just have my own like stash of wine.
You should go on Facebook and look at all the different ways to hide alcohol. There's like the bracelet, like that you have.
Yeah, there's
shoes,
the bra,
the purse, the bra. There's something
scarf.
Else.
There's a scarf.
There's a tie.
There's probably like a belt.
Probably at this point.
Oh.
Medieval Knight, Winifred Sanderson costume from Halloween. Not Halloween Town. I'm totally blanking.
I don't know either. I'm sorry. I'm not.
She's the one like the three sisters with Sarah Jessica Parker. This is gonna piss me off.
Google
sisters. Why am I blanking? Hocus Pocus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Frozone from Incredibles.
I know that guy.
I was going to say, do you know that one?
I do.
Male Baywatch costume, the classic Wonder Woman wig, Pennywise. Yeah, it was pretty big. Tina from Bob's Burgers. I see a lot of people do that because it's simple.
It's simple. God, maybe George and I should just do Baywatch.
You have to like get like, the push-up bra and just like make sure to get the points.
Just like slow-mo run everywhere.
You should.
That looks so bad.
We got like Orange is the New Black. That makes sense. Kylo Ren, the inflatable T-Rex costume.
I love that. My friend was that and went to the bar. It was so great.
I kind of want one for the show.
Right? That would be funny if you dress up as that.
Yes.
Just worth trying. Because
there's a little fan in there, too. So if you get too hot, like the fan's going.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, that's how it inflates.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's a Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows female Death Eaters costume.
Wow. I feel like that missed its time.
Yeah, but I mean, Harry Potter's timeless. I feel like, especially with everything going on with, what is it called? Newt Scamander. Yeah, something beasts. Oh my god!
Oh, Fantastic Beasts.
There's a women's minion costume. You could be a minion.
Oh, they are really cute.
Or a boy minion. But yeah, they have. Yeah, it's basically a lot of
just movies,
like
and shows.
Game of Thrones, Disney. What's the other one? Star Wars for sure. Superheroes. Oh, there's Rugrats.
Oh.
Oh, they have a Reptar. It's an inflatable Reptar.
I love Reptar.
Reptar. Oh, I forget the rest of the song.
I like when Angelica and her doll. I've seen those. Someone's Angelica and someone's the doll.
What was her? Was it
Suze?
Cynthia?
Cynthia, yeah.
They have Frozen's Kristoff.
Kristoff.
But they didn't have Elsa yet. Power Rangers, Oreo Co. Oh, my God. You should be in Oreo's couple costumes, like both sides of the Oreo.
Wait, let me see it. Oh, that's cute. I like that, actually. And it looks warm.
There's a Cinderfella costume. It's a Cinderella. Instead
of, like a dude?
Yeah.
I see what they did
yeah.
there.
Batman. Yeah, there's just, yeah.
I feel like there's like, all of those are probably not going to go out of
style.
Yeah, for like a really long time.
There's you got sexy Ninja Turtle costumes mm-hmm. and more Harry Potter, Mr. Incredible. There's a 1920s flapper girl, that kind of thing.
Yep, yeah.
But I am curious to know what you guys are dressing up as.
Yeah, and if you think Vicky and I should dress up as something, tell us what you think.
Right, what would be a good one for us?
Yeah.
This is actually kind of the costume I was looking for. Actually, when I'm looking at the Death Eaters, that's kind of the...
same one.
The, what's it called? What's her name? Why am I bad with names today?
I know you've told us a million times, but I don't remember.
Bellatrix.
Bellatrix. That's it.
And this is $25 for the dress.
That's yeah, but what bad. About the whole other stuff? This is the problem is I feel a lot of pressure.
Right. Yeah.
Like, especially now that I'm trying to win this contest, too. But I'm like, I'm such a cheap ass. I'm like,
me
am
too.
I really going to spend this much on one frickin' day?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I have multiple days.
Yeah, but you want to be different things all those
right.
days. Yeah.
It's still
so
a lot
it's
of money.
Just one day. Yeah.
I'm sending myself the link just in case.
But tell us what you think, what you're going to be, what your plans are. Or if you absolutely hate Halloween, tell us why.
I might still change my mind on some of my costumes, just depending on money-wise.
I know, and maybe if you guys have a great idea, we'll go with it.
Yes. One other thing I did want to mention. Freaking Applebee's has this thing where they are making like $1 margaritas, $1, what are they called? Long Island
iced teas. They are not awful. They're wonderful.
The hangovers are real.
Those are awful.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Like,
freaking, they're great if you're trying to get there fast. But
and
they
who
are.
Ain't trying to get there fast?
But now they have, they announced that they're doing $1 neon colored zombie drinks all of October.
Like,
they have like a little
every
brain
day?
Gummy. Yeah, every day they're $1. But you know that these are just super, super watered down. But apparently this has rum, passion fruit, pineapple, cherry, and lime topped with the little gummy brain
That sounds
candy.
Actually pretty nice.
Does not sound bad at all.
Huh. And every day, like not like to just happy hour or something?
No, it says every day. All drinks all October long.
How do they make a profit out of this?
They water them down and they get people. Because... So have you read those articles that saying, you know, millennials are killing, you know, this, millennials are killing that. Apparently one of the things that we are killing is restaurants like the Applebee's or the Chili's.
Because we're getting too fancy?
I think we're too broke or we would rather go somewhere else and get something like fancier, like the avocado toast or just like.
Yeah,
even
but Applebee's
like,
and Chili's are cheap.
They're cheap, yeah. But I feel like people rather, when they go out, they do something along the lines of like they want something not so much more expensive. Like you would rather pay a couple bucks more and get something a little bit more unique or get something a little bit
organic,
better quality or whatever gluten-free. It may be. So I feel like this is their way of drawing people back in.
Holler, it's going to draw me in.
Right. Well, I also was reading that like a while back that like fast food restaurants are, you know, not doing as well as they used to be. People aren't eating there as often. So it's very interesting to see what our generation's killing.
Yeah, it's probably good, though. Like, better for everyone's heart.
I think it's like, what are some of the other things? We're killing the diamond industry. We're killing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, because we can't afford it. But also, it's like, there's so many other cute, like, engagement rings that aren't diamonds that are cheaper. We're killing, what is it? Last one I saw was like, we're killing divorce. We're staying married longer. But I also think less people are getting married.
Huh, I don't know if that's true. I feel like everyone gets divorced nowadays.
But I feel like less and less people are like getting married at 18.
That's true.
So I feel like a lot of that divorce rate happened with, you know, your first marriage.
Yeah, but I feel like back in the day, it was also so like shameful to be divorced.
Right. But I mean, like our parents' generation, I feel like was the generation where everyone started getting divorced. Like unashamed, you know, because all our friends had, like, because you and I both, our parents are both still together.
Yeah.
But I feel like all our friends in elementary school, they had, you know, stepmoms and stepdads and.
Yeah, but I also feel like growing up too, there were a lot of other marriages that stayed together just because of that.
Yeah,
that look. They wanted that all perfect.
Mm-hmm, the stigma too.
Yeah. Oh, our perfect family and our perfect house and our perfect marriage. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, y'all fight every time I see ya. Can't be that perfect.
Right. That's what I've had to explain this to some people. Like, I have friends that are in relationships that are really, really bad. And they're like, well, I don't want to put my kid through divorce. I'm like, you're putting them through a lot worse.
Yeah.
So please do you and your kid a favor and your spouse a favor.
Get the hell out.
So that way you guys can heal from this and move on
in a healthy way.
And that way you guys can be a team. Maybe not right now because there's going to be resentment.
Yeah.
Eventually become that team to raise your child, but then also find new spouses and be happy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. I'm like, I've had a hammer through some people's heads and they don't want to listen. So.
No, especially because no one wants, especially girls, I feel like, don't want to go through a divorce.
I think it's like the embarrassment thing, but it's also like, I think if it's the guy, they feel bad. Like, it's the whole like, well, I don't want to hurt the person. It's like,
yeah,
well, you're hurting them more now. So
It'll just get worse.
So enjoy. That's just me, though.
I feel you.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anyway, back to Halloween and fun things.
Actually, one more thing before we get out of here. And I thought this was really, really funny. So this guy at Paz Paz, tweeted out and says, guys, if you ever have the urge to send a girl a D-pic, send a dog pic instead. I guarantee the result will be 1,000 times better. Yeah, you're like, oh, my God, she'll totally want me if I send her my picture of my, you know what-ski.
You know what's cute. Unless the girl's just really thirsty.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Unless she asks for it, don't send one. And honestly, send her a picture of, like, especially if she likes animals, send her a picture of your dog. If you have a dog, especially send her that. She will love it. Or if you have a baby niece.
Or if you're...
If that's what she's into.
That would be weird. Don't send a picture of your baby niece.
Like, I mean, if you... Like, I have a few buddies that will send me pictures of their nieces. I'm like, they're so freaking cute.
Well, you love children.
Yes.
But also, like, a good one is if you don't have a dog... But you want to send a picture of a dog, a way to do it that's like not weird, just sending a picture, just be like, I'm thinking about getting a dog. Like, what do you think of that one? Oh, that's, I'm not even a dog person, but if it's a dog that I think is hella cute and like you're thinking about getting it, I'd be like, oh man, like that's cool.
My thing is memes or when they're puppies, like puppy videos. You send me like a cute little puppy video of it like yawning or something and it's shaking and it's a chubby little thing. Oh, I lose my mind. I think that's the cute. I'm not a pet person, but I think little kittens and puppies are the cutest things.
Yeah, like, the little ones.
Animal, and like baby animal, anything is adorable to me. But I was thinking like what would work better for me if some of the guy that I've been kind of talking to, what could he send me where I'm like, yeah, I like this. When, like, for you, too, like, what could he send you? Because some people are like, oh, send me, like, a meal you just made. Or send me, I don't know.
I'm jokingly,
like, shirtless, cleaning the kitchen. Like, I don't know.
I'm definitely thinking a guy laying down. I mean, like, okay, no, not laying down. Sitting on a couch, but, like, his legs are out in sweatpants, holding a glass of wine. Because don't hold beer, because I don't really like beer. I mean, I think it's sexy when guys can drink beer and pound beer. I think that's like really hot. Like when my boyfriend like just chugs beer, takes a shot. Like I really get like
turned on.
Woo! Yeah, I do. Which is strange because I'm like, slow down, babe. You're gonna, you know. But that was hot.
It's like,
but,
I gotta clean up your puke later. Knock it off.
Yeah, yeah. Please don't. But if he's like holding like a glass of wine or like opening a bottle of wine and like you can see the tea. I don't know. Literally just like lounging with wine. And I'm just trying to think of what show I would want him to be watching, like taking a picture of like all of that, you know, but I don't know what show I was going to say, like Teen Mom. But I was like, no, it's kind of weird if you're watching that by yourself.
Well, here's what you do, though. You just like if I'm thinking, make that picture in black and white, because I think that would be kind of hot for
that
situation. Sexy. But then when you click on like the another part of the picture, when you take the picture on your phone, you can make it so the TV just gets really bright. So you don't even see what's on the TV.
You don't even see. But I was thinking, like, what would I want him to be watching? I don't really
know. How about
a
book? Like if he had a book out, or do you
know? No, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't want you reading.
Oh, guys who read are hot.
No, but like watching TV with wine, but like in sweat, because I think sweatpants are really sexy on guys. But like just chilling and saying like, I wish you were here, or like, it would be better if you were here. You know, something just cute. Like that would really get me like, oh, yes. So instead of the D-pic, send a picture of you in your sweatpants with a glass of wine.
I think for me, and I mean, this is also, I blame my Mexican heritage, my Mexican ovaries.
But making tamales!
I was going to say when a guy, like, I think like when it's a hot guy I'm flirting with and he's holding a picture of like his nephew or niece or whatever. Because remember at your birthday party, somebody brought a baby and your guy friend loved, like, lost his mind and was playing with that baby the entire time. And I was there with him playing with it. And I'm sitting here like, boy.
Boy.
The things I would do to you right now. Because
give me a baby
so
right now.
It's like, I got the birth control, but it's like, let's practice. Like, it was, and it's for some people, it's like a very a big turn on because they look so vulnerable, yet so protective and strong, you know, at the same time. Like, I don't know.
And like knows they would do it. Anything for this.
Yeah, like they'll
thing.
Protect this little thing so they just look so masculine and strong, but at the same time they're showing like their heart and it's like so cute.
Yeah.
See, that gets me. It's just like, hey, here's me and a baby. And I'm like,
that would probably turn me on if I like knew the person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I just started seeing you or a stranger, definitely not, but like my boyfriend, if he was hanging out with a child and was getting along really well with them or something, I'd be like,
oh.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think that would work for me personally. Yeah. Just like a dude I went on one date with, I'd be like, are you trying to say something?
No, I mean, like, I would say, you know, casually dating. Not necessarily your boyfriend yet, but getting there. I think that would be
cute. But even like a stranger, you were all like, oh.
Well, I think that's cute, but it's like, I don't know you. So I'm like, did you kidnap this kid? What's going on? What's the backstory? If it's something like, hey, I'm
a... Whose child is this?
It's like, what are you doing this weekend? Or what are you up to right now? It's like, oh, I'm at a family dinner. I'm hanging out with my family. Takes a few pictures. And then there happens to be one. I'm like, okay. That's cute.
You want to invite me over next time?
And I would say like a guy playing an instrument, but I have dated so many musicians.
And that doesn't phase you.
It doesn't phase me anymore. Yeah. And like everyone posts them with their instruments.
Their guitars
or whatever it is. So it's like,
but it still does kind of give you a little rise.
Little bit, yeah. Especially if I'm already really digging the dude, I'm like, okay.
And you play an instrument.
Look, especially if they send me a video of them playing. Or...
You're so good with your hands.
Mm-hmm. send me memes. Send me funny pictures that you thought of me. Like I have a really effed up sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I have a few people that I send.
So what if they sent you a picture of their ding-a-ling, but like draw on it?
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
But we had
it wouldn't be after the first date. After the first date, I'd be like, what?
That'd be so funny.
Unless I already saw it. If I saw it on the first date, then be like, all right, cool. That's totally fine. We're already there.
If you like drew a face on it and was like talking to
put a little top hat on it.
Through like, hey, Vicky.
A little googly eyes on it.
That would be so funny.
I'd be like,
okay, guys, do that. If you're going to send a ding-a-ling, it's like, make it hilarious like that. Because that's so great. Like a pipe sticking out of it or something.
If you can get it to hold a pipe, I would be even more impressed. I did have a guy once. He's like, yeah, I have a really, really crappy tattoo on my penis and I want to get it covered up. It's really bad. I'm like, oh, can I see? And he's like, yeah. And he like showed me. It was via Skype, by the way, because we were like long distance friends.
Skype
like,
sexing.
Right. I'm like, well, let me see. And he like shows me. I'm like, that is. It was like a smiley face, but it was. So if his shaft was like, it wasn't like on top of it. It was on the side.
Oh, OK.
It was really weird. And so we I'm like, OK, cool. Yeah, like, you do need to get it covered up. It's really like
bad,
shaky and stuff. It was really bad. And then months and months later, we're talking again. And I was like, something, your penis tattoo. And he's like, oh, yeah, that wasn't real. I just drew on it with pen. I was like, what? I totally thought it was real. He's like, I was kidding. I'm like, well, you got me.
Yeah, I just really wanted to show you my ding-a-ling.
I'm like, all right. Like, he just wanted to see if he can get...
hella funny.
And I was like, well, I can't be mad. That is hilarious.
Some of the terrible tattoos my friends have, I would totally think that it would be true. You know, if they were like, here's my really bad tattoo on my thing. I'd be like, you were really drunk, weren't you?
So yeah, let'll do it.
Yeah.
But yes, we want to hear from you guys. So please send us more voicemails and more texts and messages.
And what would you want a girl? Oh, no. You guys were just going to say boobs and booty. Never mind.
Like, ladies out there, or ask your significant other, what could you send them instead?
Yeah. Instead of a ding-a-ling pick, what would be your like ideal pick to get you like, oh.
Or even like a, hey, I'm thinking of you. Here's a picture of me thinking of you. Like, I'm totally cool with selfies. Like, it's just something like, especially if it's just for me. I kind of like that.
That's weird to me.
Because it's like sometimes, because I'm really busy, so I don't get a chance to see, like when I've dated guys, I would only get to see them maybe once a week.
Girl, you got to make time for your man.
Exactly. Like, when it's, this is new, though. I'm like, I'm not, I'm like, it's like, I don't want to get too close too fast. But like when he'd send me a picture, it's like, hey, here I am, you know, I'm at work or whatever. I'm like, oh.
See, I love that when my boyfriend does that now. Mm-hmm. Like he sometimes is at school once a week and every time he'd go to school and be like, I need a school selfie, like send me a picture when you're at school. Uh-huh. Or if he like works both jobs and like, send me a picture of your other job or whatever. But I don't think I would have done that. Like if he randomly sent me pictures like when we first started dating, I'm like, why?
I think the first couple weeks, you look like. I think the first couple weeks would be kind of weird, but I think it's somewhere in the middle between dating, but between being your boyfriend, girlfriend, but after, you know, the like we're friends now, we know each other, we kind of have crushes on each other. I think that's when it could start. I don't know.
Weird. See, I'm so like when they ask me for a picture, I'm like, dude, you saw me like last week. I look exactly the same. Nothing has changed.
It
go
makes
to my
you feel
Facebook.
Special, though.
Especially, really? Like, I think it's just weird when they say, send me a selfie. Send me a picture of you.
I mean,
see, I think it's weird.
I think it depends on the person. Oh. Really. The situation. It's like, hey, what are you up to? Or it's like I like getting, you know, like or even just surprising them with one. It's like, hey, you made me feel good. I got a picture of you. And, like it was just for that person.
Huh.
It's just like instead of like a selfie from Facebook that everyone gets.
See, I'd be like, you sent me that, and I'd be like, thumbs up, bro. Thanks for that.
I mean, that too. But yeah, what do you guys think about that? Yeah, definitely. What kind of pictures do you like to receive, or does your significant other like to receive as well?
Yeah.
But what are you doing for Halloween? What are you wearing? Any suggestions for us?
We have so many things we want you guys to answer.
Because we want to talk with you guys. We want you to be a part of this.
Yeah.
All right. I want lunch.
All right, till next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.